33. On the Absolution. Armitage Hux leans forward, studying Cardinal as he exits. Even under the bold red armor, it's clear that something about the captain has been broken, which is a shame. Cardinal is an ideal officer, and his mixture of patience and sternness has turned out flawless recruits that even old Brendel couldn't complain about. Now, Armitage doesn't have a single argument with Cardinal. At least, he didn't until today. The chuff of the man, coming to tattle on Phasma like that. It's two strikes against Cardinal. One for the tattling, and one for being foolish enough to mess with Phasma. Three, actually. Cardinal thought Armitage himself was too dull to know what was occurring right under his nose. Leaning back into his couch, Armitage flicks his comm. Officer Bolander. Her voice is crisp.
Yes, sir?
Please send over the guest list for today's assembly. I have some changes to make. Like a good officer, she doesn't question him or his command.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps Armitage should worry about Cardinal. The man has clearly become unstable, and he has a grudge. He has also inexplicably gotten his hands on some highly confidential information that should be destroyed or buried so deep that a hungry wampa couldn't find it if it were soaked in blood. That dig about Brendel? Hilarious. Cardinal saw how the man treated his son. If he knew anything about the human heart, he should have understood that the stronger Hux would rise to supplant the weaker, older Hux eventually. Armitage has apparently done an excellent job of hiding his lesser traits from his inferiors. The ends justify the means, and the First Order cannot be held back by outdated ideals. Armitage considers his calm and flirts with the idea of letting Phasma know her erstwhile rival has some unwelcome intel, but Cardinal himself admitted he has no evidence. Armitage is the highest authority on ship. Who else could Cardinal possibly tell? Better to let this little conflict play itself out. If Armitage understands anything about Captain Cardinal, having known him for well over a decade now, he knows this. Cardinal will do what he considers to be the right thing. And that means he'll continue to fulfill his duties promptly and to the best of his significant abilities. He will probably wrestle with his own conscience, fighting his First Order conditioning, until he has no choice but to confront Phasma himself. Which is just fine. Phasma is good at making problems disappear. For now, Armitage has to get ready. Kylo Ren doesn't like to wait.